start this morning by asking a question, and you don't need to blurt out the answer, but I'll let you think about it for a minute. What is the final end that God has planned for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose? What is the final end of our lives? Now, if I ask each one of you, many of you would come up with answers that would be similar. Maybe the one I'm going to give to you. In one sense, there are many answers to this. The way I'd like to answer it this morning is this way. The final end that God has planned for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose is to bring them into His presence without the encumbrance of sin and its effects. That's what God intends for us. That is the freedom to come into God's presence. It was found originally with Adam, but it was lost when he sinned. And remember what happened to Adam. He had to go outside of the garden, outside of God's blessed presence. And he was prevented from returning when the Lord, remember what the Lord did? What did he do? There's this cherubim and this flaming sword, right? He said, you cannot come back into the tree of life. Under the old covenant, the glory of God's presence, when it descended upon the temple, was something that God's people could not delight in. Even the priests, if you remember, had to scatter when this happened, when the glory of the Lord came into the temple. And when the high priest, he was commanded to enter into the God's presence one time a year, he was able to go through the veil, but he didn't go in great comfort, if you remember. He went well prepared. He had to do so very carefully, lest he die. But now, because of Christ, we are invited by God into His presence. The cherubim and the sword that guarded the way to the tree of life, it's been taken away, folks. The veil which kept God's people from entering into His presence, it's been torn asunder. Each week, corporately, we are invited by God into His presence here in worship. That's possible only because of what Christ has done. That's possible only because the cherub is no longer standing there guarding the way into the garden to the tree of life. That's possible only because the veil has been cut asunder. We are invited into God's presence to worship Him today. This is what the call to worship is all about. When Jordan read that this morning, Jordan was nothing less than the spokesman for God saying to you, come into my presence and worship me. The way is open for us to enter into the heavenly place where Christ is seated at His Father's right hand. We are called, if you remember Hebrews chapter 12, we are called to Mount Zion at this time. We are called to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks far better than the blood of Abel. What we do today, God's people have not always been able to do. What we do today, God's people have not always been able to do. This is one of the glories of the new covenant with the coming of Christ. God summons us into His presence, and we go there today. But if you are like me, we have to admit that more often than not, we take our entering into God's presence on the Lord's Day fairly lightly, casually, cavalierly. We forget to remind ourselves as heads of the households, and we forget to remind our families as heads of the households, just what is occurring on the Lord's Day as we meet together. We come here without much thought about what we are doing, about what God is doing for us in Christ. We treat this coming together like any other time we might gather, casually, even flippantly. We forget that the whole of God's work in history had one end, and we can begin to taste of that end week after week here at Providence Church when we come together. And that end, again, is to bring God's people back into His presence. Because you see, that's where you belong. This is where we belong above all belongings today, folks, when we come together in worship, to come into God's presence. So let's confess our sins together and be thankful to God through Jesus Christ that we can come before Him at this time. Let's pray. Father, forgive us for not recognizing the uniqueness of this time. It is common in that it happens week after week, but it is unique because in it we are given the privilege above all privileges to corporately, as your people, to come into your presence. We gather with the saints throughout the world as they worship. And as that perpetual worship of you goes on all the time, we in a very wonderful way for an hour and a half or two here at Providence Church join in and praise your name and glorify your name, something that was lost in Adam but something that's been gained in Christ. And so Father, forgive us of our sins. Convict us to come here prepared to worship you in spirit and truth, with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our souls, with all of our strength, because this is where we belong most of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.